Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. We're recording live from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, and I'm delighted to have Mark Hawking, VP and General Manager of Safe Identity at Intel Security with us. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So last year on Chip Chat at MWC, we interviewed some folks from McAfee, but today I'm interviewing you from Intel Security. Do you want to just start with telling us a little bit about Intel Security and what you do with the group?
About a year ago, we announced the formation of Intel Security as a new business unit inside of Intel. And Intel Security comprises all of the security resources from across Intel, along with all of McAfee in one new business unit. So moving forward, the security business is going to be run as Intel Security. It's a division inside of Intel, and we're consolidating all of our efforts into that one business unit. I run a group that's developed a new product called TrueKey that we're talking about here at Mobile World Congress. It's been an exciting adventure for the last couple of years and getting to this point, and we're excited about the product and where it's going to go in the market.
Now, this interview was one that I was really excited to do because I love your product as someone who has a problem remembering all my passwords. Can you tell us a little bit about TrueKey and what it delivers in terms of capability?
Yeah, sure. And you're not alone. I think all of us have become extremely frustrated with all of the passwords that we have to remember in our lives. And what is exciting about the TrueKey product is it's a solution to address the pain of passwords that we all have. We see the need as being nearly universal. Anybody who's online and has a digital life has got a password problem. What TrueKey is it's a cross-device application that eliminates the need for you to remember passwords. We're really trying to change the way people log in. So instead of typing a password on every website or application that you go to, the TrueKey application remembers those for you and then automatically signs you in. And it identifies you using things that are unique to you, like biometrics, like your face or a fingerprint or the devices that you have. So it makes authentication for the user really easy to get into the application, and then it signs you in automatically to websites and apps as you go and traverse your digital life.
So tell me, what technology in the background is TrueKey using to ensure this experience is safe for the users?
Yeah, security is obviously a critical part of helping to manage someone's digital identity. So there's a number of security capabilities that are inside of TrueKey. The first is that we store all of the user data, all of your usernames and passwords, in an encrypted state. So they're only accessible by you. You're the only one that can unlock the key to unlock the encryption to get access to all of that data. The next is that the TrueKey profile, which is what you set up and configure as a user to say, like, this is how I want to unlock my account. You can add multiple different factors. So like I was saying before, you can have your face, you can enroll a fingerprint, you can enroll trusted devices, you can enroll a secondary device, you can enroll your email, and all these different factors can be used then by you to unlock your account. And the more factors you add or the more factors you use, the higher level of security there is involved.
So basically, depending on the types of devices you're using, if they have a camera or if they have biometrics associated with them, you can use those, but you don't need them.
You don't need to use them all the time. In fact, one of the reasons why we chose facial recognition to be one of the key factors in TrueKey is because all you need is a camera. And virtually all the devices, all the smartphones, most of the computers have cameras on them already. So this is a solution that users can use today without the need to go buy a new piece of hardware. But as new hardware comes out and as new sensors come out, there's lots of experimentation going on in this area with fingerprint and iris and different types of biometric technologies, which we're really excited about. As those come out and become prevalent, we can incorporate those into the product as well.
Obviously, folks use multiple devices to access accounts all the time.
Yes.
From PC to phone to tablet, etc. What is the way that TrueKey allows you to blend all of that technology across device environments?
We really started at looking at this password problem and how we wanted to solve it. really with the consumer in mind first. And it's readily apparent to all of us because we're all consumers and we all have a whole bunch of different types of devices, an Android tablet, an iOS phone, a Windows laptop or PC or whatever. And we wanted to have a solution that would work across all of those. So the TrueKey application is available for all of those different platforms, for Windows, for Android, for Mac, for iOS, so that you can download the application onto any of those devices. And then all of your information automatically syncs across all of your devices. So you don't have to reset it up on every device. You know, you just log in and then all of your information is available to you across all of your devices and it's updated all the time.
What do you think makes this solution different than some other approaches that have been taken in the industry to create password affinity or single sign-on?
One is that we're really taking a consumer-focused approach to how we want to solve the problem. We're in a limited release phase right now of the product. So we're making it available to a limited number of consumers and we're developing it and refining it and iterating it along with the feedback that we get from the early users. Another big difference is that this is coming from a big brand. Intel Security, Intel backing this really differentiates it from a lot of the password managers and other things that are out there from much smaller companies. And we're bringing not only our brand, but the technology and the promise of the brand and our expertise in security to develop this. So anytime you're working in this area, finding the right balance of convenience and security is kind of the key trade-off, right? We can come up with really, really secure things that no one will use.
Right.
And that wouldn't help us solve the problem at all. So we're trying to make this really convenient for people and working with the consumers to figure out what that means and how to make it really convenient. And then embedding security as much as we can into the technologies that we're using and the use cases and the way that people use it so that we can achieve the right balance. You can never get it right for everybody because some people are very security minded and they're going to want to have umpteen controls. And so the solution for that is just providing users the ability to configure and set their own controls. So you can set it into, you know, more of a convenient mode if you want, or you can set it into a higher security mode if you want. So the user can go in and configure how many factors, for example, are required for me to log into my TrueKey account. And you can make it as convenient as, you know, I just want to log in with my face, or you can make it so that, you know, you require a face and a password and something else and achieve a much higher level of security.
What is the user experience and feedback been thus far?
It's been really good. I think people love face recognition in general because it's so easy. You just sit down in front of your device and boom, you know, it recognizes you and lets you in. I think that the capability that we have to instantly log you into websites, when people first see that, it's really mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
The first time you go to a website, TrueKey will remember your username and password when you type it in. And then subsequently when you go back, it just automatically fills it in for you. And it's just like, wow. So I signed into this thing just by looking at my device. Now I go to log into Facebook or another account and I'm just automatically in. I don't have to type anymore. I don't have to put passwords in anymore. And that's what we're trying to get to.
I don't have to sit in front of my screen wondering what was the last password I sent.
What was the password that I have? And the other key thing that many people use very simple passwords and they use the same password over and over again because remembering a unique complex password for every site is impossible. So TrueKey allows you to create very complex passwords for each of your sites and you don't have to worry about remembering them anymore.
As you look at Intel Security and our broader initiatives with security for the company,
Yeah. How
does TrueKey fit into that broader strategy and why is this such a critical technology in terms of the future of computing?
Yeah, I think when you look at security problems, particularly when you look at consumer security problems, identity and this problem of passwords is a huge monster problem. And we think it's so important that it has clear linkages to everything else that you do in security because the first part of securing a computing interaction is knowing the user that's there and being able to positively identify somebody is kind of at the front edge of your engagement with users. And I think that's what makes it so important.
So if folks are listening online and they want to find out more about TrueKey, where would you send them?
TrueKey.com, where they can get more information and sign up to be part of the limited release.
Well, I will certainly be going there after I'm done here. Mark, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a delight.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.